adventures of Biggles. In search of the black elephant, the Negro outlaw who's been terrorizing Africa, Ginge and Bertie land the Mosquito near Lake Tanganyika, while Michu, their native guide, moves into the forest to find some of his tribesmen and question them about the movements of the black elephant. Ginge and Bertie prepare to spend the night in a tent on the edge of the open country. But Ginge finds he cannot settle down. Africa is a wild and dangerous country, and the lonely night is particularly terrifying. His fears are justified when he hears a rumbling snarl outside the tent. The fire has gone out, and not far away a lion is moving in the blackness.
I can't see a belly thing.
He's there, though. You can sense him, sort of slinking around.
By jingo, you're right, Olby.
With the fire out, there's nothing to frighten him away.
We lisses will frighten him. Just you wait till Harriet moves into action.
Oh, no, Bertie, it mightn't work. It'll only draw attention to us.
I've got a feeling that'll happen anyway.
I'll fetch my rifle. That's the only way to fix him.
No, old trout, you can't see the belly brute. How do you expect to pot him with your pea shooter?
We just can't stay here and wait for him to attack Bertie.
By jingo, old boy, we can't. Absolutely not. Look, Ginge, there's some paper in the corner of the tent. That packing from the food box.
What use will paper be?
Well, plenty. We can light it. And I've heard tell that a lion won't attack directly into a fire.
Oh, I get you. I'll bring some over.
Oh, don't waste any time, old sausage. I think that was closer.
Yes, I can see him. Quick, your gun, Ginge. Bring your gun. What the blazes is...
That wasn't you, was it?
No fear, I hadn't picked up the gun.
Well, it frightened old Leo away anyway. He's trundling off in no uncertain style.
Are you sure he's gone?
Didn't you hear that last bleat? When I bellowed for the gun, the blighter spotted me. He was only a couple of yards away.
Then a couple of rifle shots came from somewhere else and frightened him off. I wonder where they did come from, Bertie.
Now, baked potatoes, how should I know? There are all sorts of strange bods waffling round the old African continent. Could have been any of the trouts. Personally, we lissies are inclined to think it was some hunter potting for a spot of breakfast.
Well, lucky for us, he let fly when he did. The shots weren't fired at the lion, were they?
Oh, I don't think so, Albine. They seem to come from the other side of that rise.
I say, can you see what I see? Cast the old peepers towards the skyline. What? Good grief! Bodies, wandering along in single file. At least a dozen of the blighters. They are the boys who scared off old Leo. Yes, but who are they?
Well, from their jolly old bibs and tuckers, they're obviously natives. But which particular ones, I've not a belly clue.
Natives don't usually hunt at night, do they?
Not so far as I know. Unless they're hunting each other or some such skullduggery.
If they were, they wouldn't give themselves away by firing a rifle.
Oh, well, who cares, old bean? They've scared off old Leo the lion, and they're not hunting us. So I suggest we grab a spot more of the old shut-eye.
No, they don't seem to have noticed us. They're just moving along the ridge. Bertie, they're moving from south to north.
Oh, north, south, east, west, each has something of the best. In the words of the classics, so, belly what, Obin?
Biggles expects Setta Zulu and his men to be moving from south to north.
Setta Zulu? Sizzling sausages. You don't mean that's the black belly elephant?
I'm sure of it. We were sent here because Biggles thought this might be somewhere on the line of the march. He was right.
I say... I say...
Keep your voice down, you Eric. Do you want them to find us here?
Well, you don't think it went up on purpose, do you? What are we going to do about this, Ginge?
For the moment, keep our fingers crossed and hope they don't see us down here.
Yes, but after they've passed. I mean to say, this is the purpose of the entire jolly old expedition. We've traced Setta Zulu. Now we must rustle up the rest of the gang and exterminate the blighter. In other words, here's where we contact old Biggles. What?
We can't. Michu isn't back.
No, neither he is. Well, all right, we'll just squat around till he comes.
Bertie, that might mean all night.
Yes, it might, old bean. Well, nothing much we can do about it. I mean to say, we haven't a clue where to look for the old tin of boot polish.
But the animals. What'll we do if the lion comes back? We daren't light a fire with Setta Zulu about.
Oh, we'll grab our pop guns and sit and hope. That's what you need in an operation of this sort. Positively oodles of hope.
still awake? Haven't you got a clock in there?
Oh, hello, Pat. Come in.
Don't you know the time? It's well after midnight. Surely there's no need for you to be working until this hour.
Yes, there is. If I'm to lay this black elephant low, I must know everything there is to know about him. Unfortunately, there's darn little information to hand.
What have you been working on?
This. It's the file on the outrages he's committed to date. I've been going through it to see if there's any sort of pattern to his activities.
Is there?
Yes, a vague one. He seems to work in a great circle, striking at intervals as he moves around it. But there's one most interesting point. There's always a lull following any raid far to the north.
Well, maybe I'm not much of a detective, but that doesn't suggest anything to me.
Ah, but it does suggest something, Pat. I've felt all along that his headquarters is in the north. Now, this confirms it. He returns home after this great circle of movement, and he rests there before setting out again on his next raiding trip.
You seem quite convinced that he has headquarters. But, well, we haven't any direct evidence of it, you know.
But he must have, Pat. He's been stealing cattle in large numbers for 3 years, and apparently hasn't been disposing of them. These animals must be somewhere, and wherever that place is, the black elephant will return to it from time to time. Find the cattle, either at their base or on the move, and we find him.
According to this chart you've drawn, he moves terrific distances in very short times. He wouldn't do that if he was lugging mobs of cattle around with him.
I don't suggest that Setazulu moves them personally, but he has quite a big gang of cutthroats working with him, don't forget. My theory is that he strikes, commits his murders and so forth, and then sends the cattle on to base with some of his blokes, while he moves on to the next raiding point. That means that he'll never be very far from the cattle, and always moving around a great circle.
At the moment, moving north, eh?
Mm.
Well, I think that's enough deduction for one night, Biggles. How about leaving the detective work to Ginger and Bertie while we get some sleep? I'll see you in the morning.
Oh, what's the time, Bertie?
It's nearly 5 o'clock, old trout. Dawn's just sprouting. You can grab some more shut-eye if you like. We lassies will keep guard till Mishy comes.
Oh, I'm awake now.
I'll stay with you. Nothing been happening?
Well, some hyenas came oozing this way, but I tossed a clod of dirt at them and they trundled off again, that's all.
No further sign of Setazulu?
No, not a quiver, old top. The blight is probably still drifting onwards some miles to the north of us. Oh, seems weird for a quiet stay after all.
This part of it may be quiet, but...
Bertie, there's someone out there. Where? Coming across the veldt. And he's seen us. He's heading straight for us.
Well, then it doesn't matter if we give ourselves away, what? Hold hard there, sausage. Who are you? And what do you belly well want?
Get that mesh sharp, Anna. Do not shoot.
Oh, sizzling sausages now. Put a sprint on, Mishu. We've been waiting for you.
There's news. The black elephant is here. Mishu see him.
You've seen him? Where?
Men of my tribe see him while hunting. They tell Mishu he comes. I move to his path and follow him to his camp.
Baked potatoes. I didn't know the blighter had camped near here. We saw some of his blokes, but they were moving to the north.
It is there they make their camp. Not far from here, Bwana. Mishu wait until the day comes, but still they do not move. So I come to tell you.
Thank goodness you did, Mishu. We thought we were safe.
By Jove, we must tell the old lord and master about this forthwith.
We'll get cracking at once.
Absolutely. Now look here. You two trouts grab the tail of the kite and turn around so that we'll have a straight takeoff. I'll strike the tent and pack the gear aboard. Keep moving, old sausages. Time's a jolly old essence at this.
Oh, she's right, Bertie. Anything else to go aboard?
No thanks, Albine. Only us now. Now we'll just... Oh! Twisting sausages, not again.
It is the Gemsbok, Bwana. See it standing on the veldt? Someone is shooting at it.
Well, that belly deer? I say, that's not far away.
It's been hit.
And it's coming this way.
The black elephant is coming from the trees.
Oh, not only the black elephant, but his whole valley tribe.
They've seen us, Bertie. That blasted deer's given us away.
A huge native leads a dozen of his men from the clump of timber and towards the flyers. How will they survive this meeting with the Black Elephant? There'll be thrills and action in the next chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.